Donovan Wheeler's head football coach Sean Burks here, joining Casey Myers of Carroll Broadcasting Sports Network ahead of their big matchup on a Friday with Baxter as you guys close out the regular season. Coach, you guys clinched a conference or a district championship, you know, last week with the win over Collins Maxwell. How kind of was that for you guys? And I bet the spirits for the kids have to be up, potentially getting to host a couple playoff games.
Yeah, you know, at this point in time, you know, in our district over the last 2 years, we haven't lost a district game. You know, locking up back-to-back district titles is something that sometimes can be overlooked a little bit in some programs, but we're not going to take that for granted. You know, that's something that I think slapped us in the face 2 years ago. You know, when we're coming off in 2021, we went dome, quarters, dome, you know, and it's, you know, you start to talk to kids in the hallway and middle school kids where I'm at, and they're just assuming, hey, it's, you know, what's it going to take to get to the dome this year? Or, you know, I think we'll be in the dome again. That's like that. Those things don't just happen, guys. Like we got a little spoiled there for a while, and we knew that there was a really good stretch of athletes coming through, and then 22 kind of slapped us in the face. And these juniors and seniors or freshmen and sophomores on that, you know, we weren't as talented, we weren't as hardworking, we weren't as just, you know, it just wasn't as easy for us. And these seniors as sophomores at the time, I think, saw what needed to be done and wasn't being done by their upperclassmen, and we're just kind of in a tough spot. And then that next off season, when they were heading into their junior year, you really started to see it. Last year, seniors, I think, paved the way really well too. You know, as juniors that year, they were, you know, maybe a little bit clueless on things that were just going to happen. And then all of a sudden, their senior year, they made it happen. You know, and then it really has led us into this year, where last year that we really started that process. We won a district. We lost our season opener and our playoff game, but we ran off 8 in the middle, including our district. And so, yeah, it was really laid then. And now this year, it's really started to kind of see that. You know, we had a really good off season. We had a really good strength stuff. Our kids have really bought in. We had a good summer. Got a good fall camp, and things really took off. And early in the year, things were going really well. So, you know, yeah, winning a district title is always the goal. You know, we set up the year every single year. Your first goal is qualify for the playoffs. Your second goal is win a district title. And then the other two goals happen after that with trying to play indoor football and win a state title. So we've checked off two of those, the first two of qualify for the playoffs and win a district title and get as many home playoff games as possible. And it's a credit to the kids. It's really started week two with a Colo game. You know, our district title district started week two, and that's the beauty of football. You know, all season long, every game matters, especially district games. And they've done what's needed to be done. And as of lately, it hasn't quite been as easy. You know, we had some injuries. Carson went down against CRB. Austin and Carter went down against Glidden. All three of them were still out again last week against Collins Maxwell. We had some adversity. We knew there'd be some adversity along the way. You always hope it doesn't hit you quite as quickly as it did for us, but we were happy that the adversity hit in the middle of the season and not right away or not later. We were able to kind of have some time to find some guys, get some experience, have some JV experience and special teams. And now we've got a lot of guys we feel confident. We've got extra dudes that have experience as we start to get some of these guys back. It's not just, you know, throw them in the playoffs and hope they figure it out. They've had some time to get some game experience. So it wasn't, you know, exactly the way you drew it up, but now when you look back, you have we have a lot of positive experiences there, and a lot of kids we have confidence in going on.
You mentioned some of the new faces getting to play football for you with the injuries. You guys ran the football last week really well. Mason Kasserbauer, a big key in that back-to-back weeks, so running the football really well. What have you seen from him only as a freshman at the running back spot for you guys?
Yeah, Mason's a kid that has stepped right in. You know, we talked about in the offseason, you know, we knew that this freshman class had some nice athletes. But Mason's a kid that has really transformed his body. He's matured a lot physically and mentally. From 7th grade to 8th grade, 8th grade to 9th grade, I don't know that kids change a lot from 7th grade to 8th grade to 9th grade, but he's kind of the peak of that. He really has done an awesome job of dedicating to the weight room, understanding our playbook. You know, there's a lot of kids that come in junior high that still don't really understand what we're doing, and he's coming in as a freshman with really a full grasp of all of our concepts, asking questions when he doesn't get something. And then physically, you know, he's hit the weight room. You know, he looks really good. You know, watching him run track last spring in 8th grade, I thought he looked really good this summer. He looked really good with our upperclassmen. And just the way he conducts himself. You know, he's a freshman playing varsity, but you wouldn't know it talking to the kid. You know, he's very well respected by his peers. He's very well respected by his upperclassmen. You know, he blends right in. He doesn't act like he's that the freshman that's too good for his classmates or anything like that. Just wants to work hard, get better. He really is a kid that I'm excited to coach for the next 4 years. And I don't have the in front of me, but I don't know the last time, if ever, in the last 12 years that I've been here that we've started a freshman, let alone a freshman at a skill position, let alone a freshman at a skill position on a district title team. So credit to him and credit to his teammates for helping him get there and for being a really good teammate. So happy for Mason to see some of those results. You know, early in the year, he was playing the all-JV. During some blowouts, he was coming in the third, fourth quarter against CRB with Carson down. We brought him in the second quarter to get some run with the varsity. So it's kind of been a gradual progress, and now we have the full confidence in multiple quarterbacks, multiple running backs, which for the playoff run will be big. You know, we can put some combination of Carson, Aaron, Aiden at quarterback. We can put any combination of Aaron, Cullen, Carter, Mason at running back, some combination at wing back of Carter, Austin, Cullen. So, you know, we're 2, 3, 4 deep at those three positions that see the ball a lot in our offense, which is big for us going into the stretch run.
We mentioned earlier that you had some injuries and you get some kids back this week. You know, you're waiting to hear from another one yet coming up before Friday, but a big one is Carson comes back at quarterback for you guys. It adds another dimension, as we mentioned, to this offense going into your last district game on Friday.
Yeah, we're hoping Carson has a good week of practice. If everything goes well, we should get him back. Nothing's a guarantee yet, obviously early in the week, but he's trending to play. Hopefully it's not a game-time decision. Hopefully he gets a few days of practice in, everything gets checked off, and we can go into Friday knowing where we're at. That's the bad side of those injuries is all of a sudden you're trying to get him some reps and Aaron some reps and Aiden some reps, and all of a sudden you have three guys that are all getting less reps than maybe you'd like from your varsity starter. So it's a double-edged sword, but, you know, Carson's a kid at least. You know, he got all the summer reps. He's gotten all the fall camp reps. Obviously, he played the first four and a half weeks for us at quarterback. So, and he's still getting those mental reps while he's out. So if Carson's ready to go, we'll have the full confidence in him. And if he's not, you know, Aaron's done it the last 2 weeks, and he did it the last 2 years. We'll have the full confidence in him. And like I said before, that's the beauty of having multiple kids with confidence there that we can then plug in a different kid at running back. And if it's Mason or Cullen or Carter at running back next to Aaron, we'll be ready to go as well, just like we did the last couple weeks.
Taking a look at this week for you, you'll round out district play with Baxter. What do you know about them? They seem to like to throw the football a lot.
They do like to throw the ball, and they didn't throw it very much the first 3 to 4 weeks. Then they switched their personnel and what they were doing. So that they've went back to the kid that played quarterback last year. First half of the season, he was playing tight end. They were trying to do some a little more run game, a little more wildcat type stuff. They kind of abandoned that after the slow start to the season. And then starting with the Glidden game, they kind of went back to what they were doing last year. And I'm sure they're kicking themselves because they look a lot better on film. They're playing a lot better. They're scoring more points. They're a tough matchup. They're better than their record indicates. I'm confident if they were playing the guys that they're playing right now early in the year, they would be right there in the playoff hunt for our district and possibly, you know, playing for a district title still. So they're still alive for the playoffs. If they beat us, they've got a chance to get in. We know that senior night on their place with something on the line, they're gonna give us everything we can handle. And offensively, yeah, they throw the ball. Quarterback's a big kid. Like I said, he's playing tight end early in the year, so he's built like a tight end, big, tough, left-handed quarterback. Can step up in the pocket, can be elusive, has some deceptive speed out in the open field. It's really going to run through his hands, and they're well schemed. You know, Coach Luther's always done a great job of designing things. Their screen game is tough. Obviously, they can still run the ball, quarterback or running back, and obviously they've got various passing concepts. They can spread it out. They can go max protect. They can run curls, and then they run curl and go. They can run slant, then they run slant and go. It's really tough to prepare for. It's not like, hey, when they get in this formation, they're going to do this. They're very multiple. So they're going to go for two. They're going to probably onside it a ton. They're going to go for it on fourth down. It's going to be 48 minutes of pressure and aggressiveness on their behalf, and we have to be ready for that.
If you had a chance to sit down and watch film, kind of what do you look at to attack their defense with your offense coming up on Friday?
You know, it depends if they go three-man or four-man. They're going to be multiple. You know, if we're heavy, they're probably going to match it with heavy. If we're spread, they're gonna try to drop back into more of a three-man look. So we're going to just go multiple formations early in the game, multiple motions early in the game, just kind of start to chip away at it and see, you know, kind of poke and prod and see if we can find something. But, you know, last year we played for the first time. That's we have that film to go off of a little bit. Obviously, seven games this year of film. So there's a lot of things that they could do. So it's one of those where you don't go in, you know, adamant that, hey, they're going to line up like this and do this, because they're well coached, and I'm sure they're going to have something specific for us. So we're going to have to be ready to be flexible and adjust on the fly like every week.
Any new wrinkles you can throw in this week with it being the last district game and already have a playoff spot locked up?
Not right now. The biggest thing for us is really getting healthy, really getting back, especially with some of those guys that haven't played for 2 or 3 weeks. If we're able to get them back, it's really just getting their feet underneath them and doing what we've done to get us the first 7 wins is, you know, run the ball a little bit. If teams start to load the box, go to the air, try to stay multiple and stay explosive. And biggest thing this week is trying to keep our punter on the sideline. Just try to score every time, because we know that's going to be their mentality as well.
Sean, that's all I got for you. I want to thank you for joining me, and good luck coming up on Friday as you guys go down to Baxter.
Thank you. Appreciate it.